This is Parent Power Podcast, a show that explores the tools and technologies of peace to help empower nonviolent parenting and happy, secure children. I'm your host, Stephanie Van Hook, Executive Director of the Meta Center for Nonviolence. In this podcast, I speak with Michael Nagler, nonviolence scholar, author of The Nonviolence Handbook and The Search for a Nonviolent Future, co-founder of the Peace and Conflict Studies program at UC Berkeley, founder and president of the Meta Center for Nonviolence, and longtime meditator in the practice of passage meditation. Here, he offers us some insight into the practice of one-pointed attention.
I think parenting is a sacred challenge, and we never can do it to our full satisfaction. But there's a simple way that we can be better parents, and I like this practice because it's not mysterious or beyond the reach of anyone. It's a matter of degree. It's something that we can all work on a little bit more, and it's something that we need to work on in our civilization because we live in a very distracted age. It was pretty bad even before the internet, and now our minds are all over the map, and that turns out to have a very bad effect on children who need our attention. It's immensely reassuring for a child just to get our one-pointed attention. And I've known cases where one mother was very harassed and the child was tugging at her and she said, "Look, I'm in a rush now, Johnny, but I'm going to give you my full attention for 2 minutes." And she did that, listened to him thoroughly, nodded at the right places, thinking that the poor kid, he'll never speak to me again, what a bad mother I'm being. And when it was over, Johnny turned to his friend and said, "Did you see what my mother gave me?" And there's even a study where they put microphones on diapers of toddlers and counted how much time they got direct attention from particularly their fathers, and it was appalling. It was like less than 2 minutes a day. So this is something that children cannot thrive without. They need our love and affection, which is expressed in the attention that we pay them. And besides, I have never experienced anything that's as much fun as listening total with my one-pointed attention to a child. They have such a fascinating world that they live in. And so it's better for me. It's been proven time and again that distractedness of mind affects our health negatively. So this is a real win-win situation. Even if you get down to the kids' level, I mean geographically, and listen to them one-pointedly, often we find that a child is clamoring for attention, and what they really want is quality attention, full attention. When we give them that, it sometimes is amazing how little they need in terms of the time. So this is something, needless to say, we can also practice with one another. We can practice when we're doing something, you know, shut down activity A when you're doing activity B, and it seems unnatural at first, but it can grow and grow and grow, and it really deepens the quality of our life, particularly in the area of relationships, and particularly in the area of parenting.
This has been another episode of Parent Power Podcast. Copyright, the Meta Center for Nonviolence, 2016.